Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I'll start with the Irish Times. And checkpoints and guard posts burned or abandoned on the road into Syria. Sally Hayden reporting there on the events in Syria and the collapse of the Assad regime. It has another couple of stories on the front pages that caught my eye. Midwest has lowest survival rate for some cancers. The Midwest of Ireland has the lowest five-year survival rate for some common cancers compared to other health regions. A new report has found that the National Cancer Registry of Ireland has published its annual report for 2020 to 2022, which also examined variation in cancer incidence and survival across new health regions over a 10-year period. It also covers the front page the coalition talks that will be getting underway. Coalition talks to start despite Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael divisions, and the Labour Party would need something significant to enter negotiations, according to the Irish Times. Talks to form the next government will officially kick off today, with early points of contention between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil emerging following a meeting yesterday between Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris, where it was agreed to proceed with official talks. The lead negotiators from each party will meet this evening. Senior sources said there are early points of difference between the parties, notably plans to cut the VAT rate for hospitality, which was pushed by Fine Gael during the election campaign, and the introduction of a Department of Domestic Affairs pushed for by Fianna Fáil in the campaign. And it's understood the talks will focus on a structure for discussions in the coming weeks. And it comes as Labour leader Ivana Bacic plans to meet Micheál Martin and Simon Harris this week. Although the party is undecided on entering a formal negotiation process, plans are now afoot for meetings between the three later this week. So interesting developments in the attempts to form a government after the election. Fianna Fáil TD targeted by poison pen letter on eve of election is the Irish Independent's lead story there. The Irish Examiner, it has new life and a new beginning as Syrians welcome new era is its top story. Then also a story on the front page, €9.5 million paid to private investigators last year. Almost €10 million was paid out for private investigators in Ireland last year. New figures have revealed the annual report from the Private Security Authority highlights how private eyes are one of the fastest growing businesses across the private security sector. Private security in Ireland now has a turnover in excess of €1 billion a year. And within this, private investigators took €9.5 million. So it seems to be a very, very small portion, but growing nonetheless. There were more than 202 people working within private investigation and 92 contractors licensed to work as investigators, according to the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Mail, it leads with independents ratchet up their demands. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael balk at call for senior ministry super junior and two juniors. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are cooling on a coalition supported by independent TDs because of the excessive demands being made for ministerial jobs, according to the Irish Daily Mail. This is an exclusive from John Lee. Government sources have said that a group of eight independents have let it be known that they would expect a cabinet minister's position, a super junior ministry and two junior ministries in the new coalition. And according to the report, initial enthusiasm in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for a deal with a group of independents led by the Tipperary TD and former Fine Gael minister Mike Gallagher, and first reported by the Mail last week, was based on a belief that they would not make any significant job requests. And it's turning attention then to the Labour Party, and that's the focus that was on the front of the Irish Times. So again, we have to watch how these talks unfold. The Irish Sun, Kinahan Associates told, give Dan up or face 15 years in slammer. That's the lead of the Irish Sun. These are based on comments by the Garda Commissioner yesterday at a major cross-border gathering. Evil Killers Jay releases Meehan Street. Murdered Veronica's brother fears his thug let out with no escort. That's the lead on the Irish Daily Mirror. And then on the Irish Daily Star, King Jong Run. North Korea or Iran is the only place for Kinahans to flee to, and we won't stop chasing them, says top cop. So again, the Garda Commissioner being referenced there on comments he made yesterday at a cross-border conference. They're the front pages. What's inside? A story that'll also feature on News Talk Breakfast later. Data centres discover climate targets as they eat up renewable energy. A study has found data centres will make it impossible for Ireland to meet its climate and clean energy commitments if their continued growth is not halted. A research paper has shown the centres have eaten up all the new renewable electricity generated for the last 6 years and will soon outstrip supply. This means that new clean energy is not replacing existing fossil fuel use, which is essential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And data centres are also getting connections to the gas network so they can generate their own electricity and get around planning restrictions. And they say and say that they should not be built where the power system is under strain. And this risk involves driving up fossil fuel use. So a major report there on the use of data centres. The maternity hospital enabling works are well underway. That's a story on Inside the Irish Examiner. So the Department of Health has defended the pace of building a new national maternity hospital, saying tender responses are expected imminently from construction companies. It follows former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar on Saturday describing the build as crawling along, and plans to relocate the National Maternity Hospital from Holles Street to campus to share the campus of St Vincent's University Hospital came under fire during the COVID-19 pandemic. Concerns were raised about religious interference in women's healthcare. Well, the plan was first announced in 2015, along with plans to relocate the Rotunda and Coombe Maternity Hospitals. And a department spokesperson yesterday said enabling works are now well underway at the Ellen Park campus to clear space for the new hospital. Customers lose out as Dublin Windows Company shuts. This is page 5 of the Irish Times. And Conor Pope writes about the experiences of customers who have paid substantial sums of money on deposit in the wake of a company going into liquidation. And the one couple who contacted the Irish Times said they stood to lose close to €50,000 after provisional liquidators from Grant Thornton were appointed by the High Court to DK Windows and Doors, a company based in Dublin 12 that's been supplying windows and doors to both developers and consumers since 2005. A couple of other stories caught my eye. Disinformation about vaccines will get worse, says the WHO head. Disinformation and suspicion around vaccines and science will get worse as people no longer have an automatic trust in what they're told. And that's according to the Irish head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Programme, Dr. Mike Ryan, a prominent voice during the COVID-19 pandemic, said while we're not living in an anti-vax world, a new approach was required to engage with people on the benefits of medical treatment. So a bit of a challenge there for the medical and science community. And then actually it was creepy, says Knightley, as she describes cue card scene as stalkerish. Keira Knightley has described her love, actually cue card scene, as creepy, pointing out that she was only 17 at the time. And Richard Curtis's 2003 film includes a scene in which Andrew Lincoln's character turns up at the home of Juliet, a newlywed of Knightley, despite being the best friend of Juliet's husband. He holds up a series of cards for declaring his love for her, and she describes it as creepy. That's quite interesting. And one final story. Google unveils quantum computer with huge power. Alphabet's inks a quantum computer needs just 5 minutes to solve a problem that would take supercomputers around 10 septillion years. That's 10 followed by 24 zeros. And then Google's next task is coming up with an actual use for the theoretical power.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.